Assalamualaikum and hello. This is Lisa. I am a host of the Muslim Woman in Finance podcast. I know it's been a while since I've been on, and I wanted to just go ahead and welcome you back. I wanted to drop a small episode in regards to 5 financial tips into promoting a successful and healthy marriage. I was asked to speak about this for a webinar with the Before the Nikah Marriage Institute, headed by Dr. Anisa Nadir. And you can find out more information about them on Instagram with their handle Before the Nikah, BeforeTheNikah. So the first tip I wanted to share was that it's really important for a couple in order to be successful to work as a team, which is a lot better than working individually. And this is an important point because the more minds that work together, the better off you can build really good resolutions to issues. You can build, you know, it's really great for sharing goals and having a shared goal, discussing shared accounts, and communication is the key into working as a team. The second tip I wanted to provide is that a couple should really have date nights. In general, they should, but financial date nights or meetups where they can discuss how they're doing financially. And this is where they, you know, turn off the electronics, turn off the phones, step away from the kids and just discuss, you know, what's going on financially and set up a date and time to do that either monthly or every 2 weeks whenever they feel it's necessary. Number 3 is, you know, it involves 4 components that I discuss more about as a guest faculty member for the Before the Nikah class. It's budgeting, saving, investing, and spending. Those are 4 really key components to a successful financial portfolio. So budgeting includes organizing and planning how to delegate the income that's coming in into certain accounts and what to do with whatever is left over, and understanding what is going out of the accounts, like what expenses are being paid, things of that nature. Saving is really important. Retirement accounts, education accounts, short-term goals, long-term goals. It's just really important to have savings accounts set up. And that you can have multiple savings accounts set up and to understand, you know, how you're going to fund those and how much are in those to utilize for your goals. Investing, you know, compounding is your friend. Long-term investing is the key, setting up those accounts for you and your family. And spending, what are our expenses? How do we minimize expenses so that we have more to invest and save? So those are 4 key components to having a successful financial portfolio. Tip 4 is read, 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 and then read some more. You know, educating ourselves is really important, especially for women who may not be working outside of the household, understanding what's going on, not only in the county you live in, city you live in, state you live in, but also country, and what's going on with the global economy. It's great to read. It's free. You know, Yahoo Finance, Bloomberg News, CNBC, there's a lot of good outlets out there. Even the New York Times, the finance section or business section. It's really good to subscribe and read what's going on in the world. And one example I want to relate to that is the pandemic. You know, a lot of people were looking for resources and didn't know where to look. And if you were just kind of up to date with what was going on in your county or city or state, or even at the federal level, you could have understood, you know, where do I go to get the right resources to help my household if I'm sick or if I lost my job, things of that nature. And number 5 is assembling a team of professionals to help carry out your financial goals. This would be, for example, a CPA or a tax professional, a good real estate agent to help you find property, whether it's residential or commercial, to add to your portfolio, a good lawyer or team of lawyers to can look over your contracts that you sign or help with your small business. So those type of professionals you need to have, and you need to hire the best so that you as a household can have all your financial matters, you know, delegated, advised, things of that nature. You want a good team for you. So assembling that team is really important. And, you know, reading reviews on these professionals, knowing how much they cost, do they have a retainer, things like that would really help you and support you on your financial journey. So I hope these tips help. This is just a short episode. You can find me on Instagram, on the Muslim Woman in Finance page, or you can reach out to me, lisa@hashemconsulting.com. That's my email address, and I hope these will help. Please feel free to share if you find that these are beneficial. Take care. Assalamu alaikum.